Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Friday, 26th of April, Bite-Sized Political Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, and my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. It means a lot. And, well, we're going to talk about the old COVID jabs. But just before I do that, quick reminder that you can subscribe to my Substack, where I write stuff, apart from here where I talk about stuff. And if you haven't done that, maybe think about joining up. It's free. Just go over and the link is below. It's easy to do. Okay, let's get to the exciting news today that a British man tests the first personalized melanoma vaccine. Yes, a melanoma vaccine. So we're told that an important trial of the world's first personalized mRNA vaccine, alert, against the deadliest form of skin cancer, melanoma, is now underway in the good old UK. Steve Young from Stevenage in Hearts had a melanoma growth cut out of his scalp last August, and he's one of the first patients to try the shot. It's designed to help his immune system. All right, because the other mRNA vaccines were designed to help the immune system too, didn't it? The COVID ones, yeah. And they worked out really well, didn't they? Yeah. And it's going to wipe out any remaining cancerous cells as well. Hopefully that means his cancer will not return. The jabs, and then it's given it, they've actually given it a title. It's mRNA 4157, brackets V940, uses the same technology as the current COVID vaccine. Got that? It uses, they're actually saying, they're telling you, because this is what they do. They have no shame. They're using the same tech as current COVID vaccine. Oh, that might makes it sound, you know, it's tech, it's high tech, right? So all the myocarditis, the pericarditis, the turbo cancers, those are the consequences of what? High tech? University College London. All right, University College London. Now, where have we heard them before? Are giving it alongside another cancer drug called pembrolizumab or Keytruda that also helps the immune system kill cancer cells. The combined treatment made by, drumroll, Moderna and Merck Sharp and Doom is not yet routinely available in the NHS, but I'm sure it will be. Experts in other countries are also trying it on patients to gather more evidence to see whether it could be rolled out across the world. The vaccine is personalized, meaning the make of it has changed to suit the individual. I'm not going to read any more of this. It's all crap. But get this, one of these doctors, Heather Shaw, says that the jab has the potential to cure people with melanoma, but was also being tested on other cancers, lung, bladder, and tumor cancers. And kidney cancers. This is one of the most exciting things we've seen in a really long time. It's absolutely custom built for the patient. You couldn't give this to the next patient in line because you wouldn't expect it to work. It's truly personalized. This is so much garbage, right? Let's start at the top here. So mRNA tech, because that's what the building block of all of this so-called technology is, has been proven to be catastrophically wrong. We just have to look back over the last 4 years. Oh, yes, I know the COVID zealots, the vaccine zealots, will pretend otherwise. But I think most independent observers will understand and recognize that there have been very unfortunate, let's put it this way, side effects of the COVID mRNA jabs. And on the basis of that, we have people calling for them to be actually taken off the market. So at the same time as some people are saying the COVID mRNA jabs should be taken off the market, they're now saying, but hang on, we've got these cancer mRNA jabs, and these are really exciting, and we're going to launch them hopefully across the world. See, so somebody somewhere is seriously misleading us, and I wonder who that might be. I mean, the people who told you that the COVID jabs were 100% safe and 100% effective and that they totally stopped it, just one jab, that's the initial lie, if you remember, they told you back in January 21. These people are back telling you, if you got cancer, we have got the cure for you, solution, and it's an mRNA jab. But it's personalized. We make it just for you. The person next door is getting something completely different. I mean, honestly, where do you even start? This mRNA technology, as far as I can see, is unsafe for humans and animals. It should be banned across the board. The people who are pushing this, to my mind, they're a form of, you know, it's criminal what is being done. And the worst bit of all is desperate people with, you know, terrible conditions will grasp anything. And, you know, I can understand that. I'm not blaming the people taking part in the trials. They have got their own problems. I don't think that mRNA jabs, though, are going to help them in any significant way. And somewhere at the back of my mind, I can't help but think that, you know, mRNA jabs and cancer, synonymous. They're trying to make it synonymous now. And that's why I do wonder about King Charles and Princess Catherine with the cancer stories there as well. You got to wonder, if these jabs are so fantastic, might they be getting them as well? What do you think? Speak soon.